USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump hosting a coronavirus vaccine summit at the White House on Tuesday, the president highlighting Operation Warp Speed and how the coronavirus vaccine will be distributed.
They will deliver vaccines directly to nursing homes as soon as the states request that they do so. Later today, General Gus Perner will outline the detailed plan to rapidly distribute the vaccine to every state, territory, and tribe.
President Trump also signing an executive order that will ensure the vaccine is prioritized for Americans before sending it overseas. President-elect Joe Biden is introducing his health care team. Biden formally introducing California AG Javier Becerra, Biden saying the nominee will help expand Obamacare, also saying that Becerra will work to lower health care and health prescription costs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Florida police raid the home of a fired coronavirus data scientist.
Police in Florida conducted a raid Monday at the home of former Florida Department of Health employee who built the state's COVID-19 case tracker, only to be fired earlier this year for alleged insubordination. Rebecca Jones, a data scientist, was fired from her role at the Department of Health in May. She had claimed that her dismissal was a result of her refusal to alter data related to COVID-19 cases in the state. The complaint alleged that Jones was suspected of accessing a Department of Health messaging service without permission. Authorities seized computer equipment during the raid. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden is choosing retired General Lloyd Austin, who oversaw U.S. forces in the Middle East under former President Barack Obama, to be his defense secretary. The move drawing criticism from both sides of the aisle, with Democrats up in arms over the fact that Austin was on the board of Raytheon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans found that 2020's nonstop flood of bad news took a toll on 75% of respondents, with 70% of the study's pool revealing they are desperate to do something positive to spread cheer each day, even if it means making one person laugh or smile. Well, many people are putting up elaborate Christmas decorations outside their homes. John Hennessy is just one of those folks in Naperville, Illinois. He shares with Fox Business why he's putting up all of his decorations.
I mean, I think this year with a pandemic going on, an election going on, you can't turn on a TV, turn on social media, and have fear and anger in this world. And maybe this just slows people down, brings a little happiness, a little bit of joy.
A new sport will make its debut in the Olympics in 2024.
There will be a new sport on the program at the 2024 Olympics, breakdancing. The International Olympic Committee voted Monday to add breaking to the Paris program, along with skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. Those last three sports will make their Olympic debut in Tokyo next summer. The IOC also announced that competitors at next summer's Tokyo Games wouldn't be staying in the athletes' village for the entire Games to limit possible COVID exposure. Teams will be told to arrive no more than 5 days before their competition and to stay no more than 2 days after. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.